The next stop on our magical musical tour is Birmingham. But first, let's make a little stop off for a pop quiz. Who knows which musical genre this city can lay claim to? What do you reckon? The answer is heavy metal. Birmingham is the home of heavy metal. If we go back to the early 1960s, when Birmingham's music scene was one of the largest and most vibrant in the country, there were over 500 bands performing in venues right across the city. The scene was buzzing. But at the same time, Birmingham was an industrial heartland, and of course, the spirit of the city started to seep its way into the music. The heavy, pulsating sounds of machinery began to help form the sounds of the city's newest musical genre, and so heavy metal was born. In a city with such a lively music scene, there are plenty of places that can lay claim to being a part of heavy metal history, but perhaps no other venue has quite the same claim to fame as Birmingham's The Crown Pub. Just a stone's throw from Birmingham New Street Station, it was here that local band Earth played their first ever gig back in 1968. The story goes that the club's promoter, Jim Simpson, saw them play and offered to manage them on the spot. Not long after, they changed their name to Black Sabbath, and one of the biggest bands in metal was born. And if you want to join the band, there's a Black Sabbath bench on Broad Street, just 15 minutes from the station, where you can sit side by side with some of the city's most famous musical sons. But if heavy metal's not your thing, do not fear. Birmingham's musical history is as diverse as the city itself. By the 1970s, another influential venue, the Rum Runner, was making its mark on the city's music scene. Just a 15-minute walk from New Street Station on Broad Street, the Rum Runner was the venue where, throughout 1979 and 1980, New Romantics' Duran Duran built their fan base and started to make their mark on music history. The club's owners took the fledgling stars under their wings, becoming their managers and letting them use the club for rehearsals, and the rest, as they say, is history. Later on, other future big names in British pop, such as UB40 and Dex's Midnight Runners, also began their careers at the Rum Runner, with the club even becoming the setting for a music video or two, notably Duran Duran's Planet Earth, as well as spawning its own record label. The site has since been honoured with a blue plaque to celebrate its musical and cultural heritage. Birmingham might be Britain's second city, but it's got a musical history that is second to none. It is also the place, coming from the Midlands myself as I do, it's the very first place that I went to see my first concert. I was taken along by a group of music fans. I'd just gone out for the day with them and they said, hey, we're going to see this band called The Clash that I'd never heard of before in my life. And we headed for Birmingham, Bingley Hall, and that was my initiation into the world of music. So Birmingham, I thank you. So whether you're looking to go heavy metal detecting or searching for something a bit more new wave, Birmingham is the place to be.